Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, damn. Oh, damn. That was ugly, folks. Yes, sir, it was. The Boston Celtics put down a drubbing, on the Miami Heat. Comprehensive beatdown, 110-97 at TD Garden to climb back into the series, folks. Boston is now down only 3-2 as we head back to Ambanito, Miami. The Celtics came out the blocks, and they just really never slowed down, did they? You know what was crazy to me as a quick aside is Joe Mazzulla sure got good at calling timeouts when a run came, didn't he? All of a sudden, he knows how to call them. They went up 15-5. Miami never got closer the entire game. The lead fluctuated between 18 and 24. But I tell you what, it got down to 12, 15, and all of a sudden, it was beep, beep, quick whistle, time for a timeout. Most of the damage was done by My name's Kodak Black, but when you see me, I'm Derek White. Six threes for the first time in his playoff career. This team shot over 40% from three again. And when they do that, they're nearly unbeatable, folks. 38-2 when they shoot 40% or better from three. The Celtics, they only got 15 bench points. But the starters, when they're cooking, they don't need any damn rotation. The starters outscored the Heat starters 95-48. How bad was it? Well, it was so bad that Jimmy and Bam sat for the entire fourth quarter and Jimmy Butler didn't get his fucking 8 rebounds to help me with my one game parlay. But you know what? I'm not complaining. We still got NBA basketball in the playoffs to go. The Heat hampered from the start because our man Gabe Vincent twisted his little ankle and was out for the entire game. Kevin Love still hobbled. Kyle Lowry still fat. Unplayably bad. By the end of the first quarter, it was night-night sleep mask for the Heat. We had some guy named, what is his name? Hunter Highsmith. He's some undrafted guy that I had never heard of. Let's find out his name. Miami. Haywood Highsmith. What a fake-ass name that is. He came off the G League or something. He's like a 2K creative player. Lowry was replaced in the lineup by him, Haywood Highsmith, former D2 Player of the Year. Yet another undrafted gem for the Miami Heat front office. 35 minutes, 3-for-4 from 3, 15 points, one of the bright spots with a plus-minus over 0 with a +2. He was so much better than Lowry. Look for him to play a lot more in Game 6. Quick pivot, here's a little trivia question for you. Do you know the name of the general manager of the Miami Heat? If you don't know, join the club. He might be the most important person in the NBA you've never heard of, and his name is Andy Ellisberg. He is responsible for all of these undrafted free agents, along with, of course, Pat Riley, because he's important. That's why you don't know Andy Ellisberg, is because Pat Riley dominates everything. He started as a public relations intern in 1988. Basically, has held every front office job since. He's like a part of the Eric Spoelstra ilk. Came from the bottom, started from the bottom, now we're here. It's a musical night. He's been GM since 2013, and Riley repeatedly calls him the best in the business. Back to the game, it was ugly from start to finish, and when Boston hits their threes, they are hard to beat. Four of the five starters for Boston had 20-plus points, and when that happens, there's no way that they can lose. Here's the deal about Boston. I think they make this shit harder than it needs to be. When they play good basketball, they pass the fucking rock. They don't play iso rock. They don't play iso ball. They pass around. They pass up good shots for great shots, and they continuously do that with stifling defense. It's really hard to beat them. That's really the case. They just don't like playing that way because they're a bunch of egomaniacs. So if you're Miami, you're not feeling good because it feels like something is clicking. They head back to a critical game 6 Saturday night, and damn, are we in for a wild ride. Boston has taken 4 of 5 in Miami, and now there is only way that the series does not go the distance. The Heat need Bucks game 5, Jimmy Butler. That's the only way. That's the only way that this thing ends. They can't have Butler putting up 14 points and sitting for the entire fourth quarter. That's just not the way that it goes. If you don't believe me that that game 5 Jimmy Butler from the Bucks series is the most important player that needs to show up, take Drew Holiday's word for it. You know Drew, just probably one of the best lockdown defenders in the league. That's just what he is, especially at on ball. Drew said this about Jimmy Buckets. I play defense to go against the best players, no matter what position or however it may be. While I was in it, I was hot. I was getting my ass busted. And then Butler started talking shit in the last game. And that's what competitors do. Jimmy, ultimate competitor. But you hate losing. I hate losing. A lot of plays Jimmy Butler made, there was really nothing I could do. There's nothing that anybody could do. It didn't matter if it was Brooke on him, if it was LeBron James on him, Michael Jordan on him. It didn't matter. Jimmy was playing at a different level. If the Heat don't get that Jimmy to show up in Game 6, we are heading back to the Garden for Game 7. And possibly we're going to see the greatest comeback in NBA history. We're going to see something that's never been done before. And boy, oh boy, does that mean Joe Mazzulla might end up saving his job, saving his reputation, and getting me to issue a public apology. Because the Heat letting the Celtics back into the series would be elite for business for the Heat check. That means I would be going to Games 3 and 4, so I don't hate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.